The food trends of 2011 included high-end food trucks and gourmet versions of everything from hot dogs to Twinkies. So what lies ahead for 2012? Weekend Edition food commentator Bonnie Wolf has a few ideas.
There's a new vocabulary: authentic, craft, small batch, artisanal, rustic, and of course, local. It's the opposite of processed, mass-produced, and factory-farmed. What might be called urban neo-ruralism has apartment dwellers canning tomatoes, keeping bees, churning butter. The small farmer is the new gastronomic superhero, sourced on restaurant menus. Independent butcher shops are opening across the country with unfamiliar cuts like Denver steak, petite tender, flat iron. Expect more specialty meats, too: bison, elk, goat, rabbit. Whole pigs and whole fish are prepared in restaurants, and there's more interest in nose-to-tail dining, where no piece of the animal goes to waste. Think internal organs. And bone marrow. It's being smoked, tossed with pasta, served with tamarind sauce. Bars, too, are speaking the language of authenticity. Local craft distilleries are making small batches of bourbon, rye, vodka, gin, and bitters. There are absinthe and mezcal bars. Modern moonshine is also on the ascendancy. If it's made legally, it's called white dog or white whiskey. Like the hooch made in unlicensed stills, it's raw, unaged corn whiskey. Can you get more authentic? Look forward to even more attention to detail in food and drink. There are micro-roasters of organic coffee where each cup is individually brewed. There's even craft ice. One New York bar freezes 300-pound blocks of ice, free of impurities and bubbles, and it's someone's job to harvest the ice. The international flavor of the moment is Nordic. A few years ago, a group of Scandinavian chefs signed a culinary manifesto promoting purity, simplicity, freshness, and ethics. The most famous practitioner is René Redzepi, who runs Noma in Copenhagen, just named the best restaurant in the world. His staff forages in the woods, and the menu includes such things as sorrel granita, musk ox, pork skin and chicken skin, accents of hay, pine, moss, and juniper. For dessert, Jerusalem artichoke ice cream. Savory ice creams should be popular this year, too. When New York Magazine asked Redzepi what he thought of the so-called new Nordic cuisine, he said he thought it should be called regional, authentic cuisine. Like I said.
Bonnie Wolf is working on a book about the foods of Maryland's Eastern Shore. This is NPR News.